Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just do it. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
To AM, of course. I had a bunch of things lined up to talk about tonight, but they're not gonna matter. I'll mix them in. We'll get to them, right? OBJ, Baker Mayfield, the New York Giants, the New York Jets. Nobody cares about the Brooklyn Nets. The Knicks, maybe? No, you guys want to talk about the Rangers game from last night. No, the Devils game tonight. No, the Islanders tonight. No. This is a wide open show because tonight could be a historic night. I mean, it already has some history. John Heyman. Goodness gracious. What are you thinking, bro? Keith McPherson on the fan checking in for the next 5 hours. And I'm blessed to be here. I was here Friday when the news broke on Jacob DeGrom leaving the Mets and signing with the Rangers. And news broke today that Arson Judge, signed with the Giants or appeared to have signed with the Giants or whatever. I think, first off, it's important to note that we live in this social digital time where social media and digital interaction is in the front of these reporters' minds. In the front of people's minds, right? That's where fans like myself, shout out to baseball Twitter. Baseball Twitter is alive and well, but Twitter is where we go for breaking news. Even though we're in this Elon Musk, everybody's verified Twitter, we're still looking at Twitter for our information. So a couple hours ago, I'm home watching MLB Network coverage for hours on the winter meetings as players are getting signed, teams are getting better, moves are being made, right? Tommy Canley is back. Yankees fans get their guy back. He's an energy guy. I don't know really what he did last year for the Dodgers, but he's back. And some other reports come out. And, you know, John Heyman, I feel bad for John Heyman. John Heyman is a good guy. I got to meet him this year. I'm not going to trash him tonight. He's someone that was kind to me. We're MLB Network colleagues. I see him in the media area at Yankee Stadium. But I just think John is one of these older guys on Twitter that's trying to be first. And he made a huge mistake tonight. I don't think it's going to really hurt his credibility, but he's going to be trolled and made fun of. And I think the biggest story tonight is this. When he tweeted out, you know, Arson Judge, which, like, yeah, even with the typo, slow down. Read your tweet before you hit send. When he tweeted that out a little over an hour ago, like 90 minutes ago, I think we got the initial reaction from Yankees fans and the baseball world. Myself, I already had my initial reaction, and it wasn't mad. It was really just kind of like a little bit of disappointment. I didn't expect it to happen like that. Oh, that's it? Like, a little bit after 5:30, we get a John Heyman tweet that Judge appears to be going to the Giants. That's it? That's how it ends? Nah. That's how Aaron Judge's time ends after the year he just had. John Heyman tweets out his name and doesn't even spell it correctly. No. I knew that was Fugazi, man. I couldn't go with it. It wasn't confirmed until Jeff Passan writes the whole deal out. Until we see some, all of the baseball world is in San Diego for the winter meetings right now. And I think tonight is the night. So with John Heyman kind of pump faking, a false alarm, early fire, he said himself he jumped the gun. I think that gave us a little bit of a scare. But in my opinion, I think now the ball is really in the Yankees' court. Earlier today and the day before, it seemed like the Yankees were on the outside. You hear Brian Cashman talking about, we'd like to land the plane, but we're not flying the plane. You also, last night, saw that Aaron Judge was in Tampa enjoying himself with his wife. He goes and meets Tom Brady. He was there as a guest of Mike Evans. But you hear that he's going to be at the winter meetings on Tuesday. And also, I need y'all to keep in mind that there's a three-hour time difference. So he is supposed to be at the winter meetings today, but he's enjoying himself last night. Carefree, not a care in the world. And then we see the Time Magazine roll out the video with him and some of the quotes that came out. And this was a big one that got a lot of reaction today. Aaron Judge would have preferred to keep his contract negotiations with the New York Yankees behind closed doors ahead of the 2022 MLB season. In quotes, we kind of said, hey, let's keep this between us. I was a little upset that the numbers came out. I understand it's a negotiation tactic. Put pressure on me, turn the fans against me, turn the media on me. That part of it I didn't like. So when you hear that, it's, you know, a well-timed quote in an article. We don't know when he actually, you know, said the quote or did the interview. But when it comes out today, it's like, oh, man, it's not good. Judge is mad. He's mad at Cashman. And the Yankees just announced Cashman's back for 4 years yesterday. And then you hear that 10 years ago, really 12 years ago, in 2010, Judge had a quote coming out of high school saying, in 10 years, I'm going to marry Sam, his wife now, Samantha Judge. In 10 years, I'm going to marry Sam, and I'll be playing for the San Francisco Giants. That was a quote that a young Aaron Judge put out there. So they throw that into the mix. It makes you start thinking, oh, man, this guy is close to living his dream. The dream he had as a little boy watching baseball. He's this close. And then the cherry on top was the Barry Bonds connection, his favorite player. The guy he watched hit home runs, wanted to be like. The guy he said is the true home run champion. In 1992, on this day, December 6th, my little sister's birthday. She's a Yankee fan. Come on, Judge. In 1992, Barry Bonds wins MVP, loses in the league championship series. He batted .311 that year, turns down the Yankees, and signs with the hometown Giants. Does history repeat itself? In 2022, 30 years later, Aaron Judge wins MVP, loses in the ALCS, batted .311 this season, and signs with, potentially, the San Francisco Giants. That's what we all thought a little while ago, but I'm here to tell you tonight, folks, it's not done yet. And tonight should be the night we find out. And in my opinion, I think the Yankees now have the ball in their court, right? These are the New York Yankees. Flex your muscles. You're out there. Cashman is out there. Boone is out there. I assume Hal is out there. The Yes Network crew is out there. So if you heard a couple little birdies around 5 o'clock, 5:30 Eastern time, leaked that Judge was appearing to be signing with the San Francisco Giants, go change that. Go ante up. Go put out a different offer. Go and talk to his agent, his camp, and see where they're at. Because for me, it just seemed a little weird that we didn't hear any final numbers from the Yankees. We heard today $360 million. And what time was that? Let me go back to my notes and see what time that was. When we got those numbers today, it was in the afternoon, right before Boris. Let me see. 5 hours ago, it was 1:55 when we heard that the Giants are in with a big offer to Judge, believed to be around $360 million neighborhood. But even in that same tweet from John Heyman said the Yankees are hopeful but they still don't know, whatever. I think the Yankees are still in it. And if you're the New York Yankees, the almighty New York Yankees, you got the respect of Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman. When you guys walk around the winter meetings every year, you have that respect. You're the biggest brand in baseball with the biggest fan base, and your fan base just reacted to some news, and you got a little peek into what that's going to be like if that actually goes down. If I'm the Yankees, I'm not letting it happen. I'm physically there. I'm going to talk to Judge, his people. I'm maybe even grabbing who I can from the San Francisco Giants. It's on now. And in my humble opinion, by the end of tonight, by the end of tonight's show, we're going to know if Aaron Judge is going back home to sign with the San Francisco Giants after he was in that Time magazine video saying, you know, all the accolades are great, all the personal stuff, all the records or whatever, but it's about winning the World Series. If Judge actually believes what he said and wants to win a World Series, staying right here is the move. Going to San Francisco, they're not closer to winning a World Series than the Yankees. Everybody knows the Yankees got one team to beat to get back to the World Series. And most likely, they sign Judge, they make another couple moves, and they're ready to roll. So, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I am going to try to mix in notes about the Giants and the Jets playoff percentages and all that type of stuff, but I already know how this is going to go tonight. There's no Knicks on. There's no Nets on. We're not going to talk about basketball. We'll check in on the Devils. We'll check in on the Islanders, but I want to hear from you. You're a fan, and whether you're a Yankees fan or a Mets fan or a baseball fan, call the Fan and tell us what you were thinking when you heard that news and what you're thinking now. I think Sweeney Murdy's going to check in. Sweeney and I had Bernie Williams on our podcast last week, BXB, Bronx Baseball Podcast. Go check it out. I don't know if you're into the team that plays baseball in the Bronx, but this is eerily similar. Maybe I should text Bernie, see if he wants to come on tonight. No, it's too late to notice. But it's similar to when, you know, when I was young thinking Bernie was gone. And then the next thing you know, he stays with the Yanks and they get a deal done. I feel like the ball is in the Yankees' court now, right? I heard Big Mac say, as of right now, he's not a Yankee. Well, he's a Giant. Through rumors, he's a free agent. And until he's signed, until the deal is done, it's between two teams. And I think the Yankees have more power right there, right now, tonight. And I think my guy Julian is going to interview Boone out there at 8 p.m. So after he talks to Boone, we'll get some intel from the winter meetings. And I'm going to text whoever else I can text that's out there in San Diego with boots on the ground to try and figure out what exactly is going on. Everyone I'm talking to, I don't think they really know. I don't think anyone really knows. So I'll keep you posted here in New York. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. 877-337, a six, and another six, and I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.